insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing these verses of chapter Shu'ara. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 214th, 215th, 16th, and 217th verses of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين.
And warn, O Muhammad, your closest kindred.
واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين.
And lower your wing to those who follow you of the believers.
فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون.
And if they disobey you, then say, indeed, I am dissociated from what you are doing.
وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم.
And rely upon the exalted in might, the merciful.
وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين. And warn your nearest relations. واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين. Lower your wing and be humble to the believers who follow you. فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون. But if they disobey you, then say, verily, I am quit of what you do. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. And rely on the mighty, the merciful. The overall point of these words, I mean, it could be that the abstract of the contents of these four verses is the fact that in the school of revelation, all people are equal before the law of Allah, and the close people to the Prophet, peace be upon him, are also warned. And this warning to the nearest ones strengthens the sense of accepting the truth in others. So, in this verse, Allah commands the Prophet ﷺ implicitly that he warns even his nearest relatives and frightens them from polytheism and disobeying the command of Allah. So the verse says, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And warn your nearest revelations. So at first, the first thing we understand from this verse is that this warning must be done explicitly and decisively. The Holy Quran says decisively, أنذر. So you have to warn your nearest relations. And this warning must be done with respect to whom? عشيرتك الأقربين. At first, you have to try to invite those who whom you have relations with, those who are your relatives. So this relationship, this kinship, causes for you to have more responsibility regarding these people. And this mere relation is not enough. Even among your relatives, even among the kinship, there must be some criterion based on which you must prioritize the others over the others in warning, in inviting to monotheism. And that criterion is said, أشيرتك الأقربين, those nearest relations. So this priority is even applied in this class of relatives. You have to first refer to the ones whom you are close with, to the nearest relations. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So the Holy Quran in this part says, أنذر عشيرتك الأقربين, warn your nearest relations. So Allah commands the Prophet that he warns his nearest relatives. The point is that this warning to the nearest ones, most of the time, strengthens the sense of accepting the truth in others. It causes for the other people who see this kind of situation and invitation to think about it. That why is it that the Holy Prophet has started the invitation to monotheism from his relatives? Not just from his relatives, but the close and nearest relations. This will cause the others to be accepting the truth more. So in this verse, Allah commands the Prophet that he warns his nearest relatives. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. But the point is, interestingly, that prior to this, he has prepared himself. Because in the 213th verse, we read, فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. So call not upon another God with Allah. And now that you are ready, now that you have prepared yourself by raising monotheism in your heart, now you have to start inviting the others. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key. to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for